I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just got a great phone call. Great phone call from a buddy of mine. I'm going to hook you up, Big Mac.
Hook me up?
With one of my favorite clothing brands of all time. Me and Jalen Brunson. Faraday.
Faraday.
Yeah, that's right. Faraday Clothing Brands. Wow. They may become the official clothing company of the Carton Show with Big Mac. I wore that exclusively on Fox. Going to bring them over here to the Fan of Rooney.
Yeah, I need some.
Yeah, that's right.
New clothes. You got me.
You're rocking my sweatshirt I gave you.
I got to bring new things.
Yeah.
I love wearing new things.
Do you?
I'm a big new
thing
guy.
You're a new thing guy?
Yeah.
Do you like new things?
Yeah.
I got you some new things.
Yeah, I told you this earlier. You know how you said your dream was to win a championship in the easiest path? Like that was that's your dream.
As a fan, yeah.
Yeah.
I want the Patriots road, but they couldn't close it up.
Right. My dream is to be every day be the first day of school.
I want every day to be the first day of school,
I love the first day of school.
Is that right?
Because I had all my new clothes. I had my new Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
I had my new 5-subject binders.
Yeah.
Like, I had all the new stuff. And then you saw your friends. You didn't really do anything in class.
Yeah.
The first day of school was the best.
First day of school was the worst day of the year every year.
It's the best. What are you talking
about?
The
worst day of the year every year.
The summer was coming to an end anyway.
Yeah, but it's the worst
day. I'm talking about, like, young kid, not like college or, but even, even senior year high school was the best thing.
The first day of school is the greatest day of the year for parents because their kids are out of the house.
That's true.
From 7:30 to, let's just say, 3:30, ballpark, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst day of the year for kids.
I loved it.
You loved the first day of school.
I loved shopping for all the new things. I loved getting them. I loved wearing my new clothes, all the different stuff for school and everything. Loved it.
Well, I got you
new
a Faraday
backpack.
Shirt. So you could wear it when I get it.
The second it gets here, I'm putting it on.
Yeah, rock it like it's the first day of school.
That's
come and go, Daddy, do you like my Faraday shirt?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Look handsome in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fit you up nice. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's funny. Boom and I put Untuckit on the map. You talk to the original founder of Untuckit, even says that we were like a fledgling clothing company. We decided to advertise with Boomer and Carton, and the next day our lives changed.
Really?
Yes. Now, Faraday's a very successful clothing brand already, but we're going to do the same thing for them.
Okay.
I'm going to have you fit it out nice.
You want me to
stretchy
model?
Pants, button down shirts,
okay.
Flannel this, flannel that, soft cotton. Oh, yeah, I got you covered, Biggs. All right? I'm going to introduce you to Alex, and you're going to be nice and normal. You're not going to be crazy, like you sometimes are, and I introduce you to people, and you're going to love the connection.
Who have I ever been?
You know how you are sometimes. You know how you get a little crazy, you get a little red, you know how it goes.
Like when with Boone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm red in the face.
And do me one favor.
Mm-hmm.
If I introduce you to him, don't send him a text. Go get him. Let's stop with that too, please.
He had no problem with that text. I spoke to Boone about it. He seemed that was a normal text.
Here's Brett in Fairfield, Connecticut. Brett, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so listen, what Judge said was ridiculous because there are ways to do it where you can guarantee a block of sleep for your guy, right? I mean, when we had a kid, me and my wife both had jobs. Yeah. And they were important. And so you treat it like a doctor on call.
Brett, what you're going to say is like same for all of us. As parents, we figure it out. And we don't live in those kind of caveman days where dad never changes a diaper or rocks a baby to sleep. So I totally appreciate what you're calling. This is not a referendum on how to properly co-parent a baby. This is about a football coach giving us a little glimpse of what life used to be like for us as men. And while there's going to be outrage over his comments and, you know, L. Duncan and other ESPN bro, you know, Mamina Kimes, you're like, I can't believe what Joe Jett said. Oh, way to turn society back 50 years, you caveman douche. That's what we're going to get. But what he's saying, as much as we're going to mock him for saying he's Joe Judge, so we have a connection to him, he's trying to keep it real with the new mom and I'm sure with the football player. Look, you guys decided not to be careful. You never regret having a child. Obviously, it is a blessing. But I got to keep it real with you. The guy that just knocked you up has some responsibilities that if he turns his back on them, even for something that's far more important, like the welfare of a child and your health as the mom of that baby, there are going to be repercussions because he did that. We're paying him a lot of money, or he's getting his college, whatever it is. So just understand what our reality is. He is not his own man. He essentially is an indentured servant to us because we have a full scholarship on him and or he's making NIL money. So sadly, and Joe Judge didn't say it this way, while the baby is the most important thing in the world, on the Ole Miss campus, it's second. And that's essentially what he's telling you.
Yeah.
Now, we could all be outraged about that and, you know, go out there and pick it, Ole Miss, fire and brimstone. But what he's saying is he's being honest. He's like, after the season, change every diaper you got.
Right.
But he has a responsibility to us first, and that's real. And I know we all hate hearing that, and we all want to be tough guys, but that's what Joe Judge is telling you.
Yeah, he's telling you that. He's telling you we don't expect to hear, oh, I didn't get any sleep last night. I was up with the baby. Like, we don't want to hear that.
Right.
We don't want to hear it.
Now, you'd rather your star player be up playing Madden all night than worrying about, you know, a crying baby. Because I don't think they have the same talk with players about video games.
No.
I think they probably tell players, don't get in fights.
Yeah.
Don't knock anybody up. Don't do drugs. Right? Don't embarrass the program.
Right.
It's like, but they're not like, don't play Call of Duty till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, they might.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they might, maybe not without specifically saying play video games or play Call of Duty. They might tell them, look, you better get your sleep.
Right.
Because I don't care what the reason is. You're out with girls. You're out with your friends. You're playing video games. You're doing whatever. You know, you're reading Moby Dick. I don't care.
They're probably not reading Moby Dick.
No,
but I'm with you.
You know what
I'm saying? Probably not. Or they're like LeBron. They only get to page one. You notice how LeBron never gets to a second page of a book he's allegedly reading? Every book that guy holds up, he's on page one. I'm like, could you at least pretend like you're in the middle of the book?
Do you notice that you bring up LeBron James at any chance you get?
Yeah, because it bothers people. Yeah, it's fun for me. Yeah, trolling people. Yeah, like, I'm just serious. Like,
no, I know you
every
are.
Time LeBron James holds up a book he claims to be reading, he happens to be on the first page. He's never on, like, page 32. He's never like, boy, chapter 5 was ridiculous. It's always, you know, was the best of times, was the worst of times.
Call me Ishmael. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So it's on page one. Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying. I noticed that stuff.
You noticed a lot. Maybe that's just where he picks up the book. It's easier just to hold it by its...
No, but he's like posed for pictures.
Does he have like a Ninja Turtle bookmark in there?
He does not.
No. So like,
he has posed for pictures, making it look like he's reading.
Yeah.
And he's always on page one. And I'm like, if you're going to pose for the picture, open the book up. Like, get to the middle of it. Put a fake bookmark in it. I don't know. Rumple it up a little bit. Something.
Ben, fold some edges.
Something.
Yeah, make it look like
you're
reading.
Did you hear when 50 Cent came out and said to Floyd Mayweather, I think it was, right? Where I think he said to Floyd Mayweather once that I would give you $10 million if you could read a single chapter of, I think it was Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, dude, just do it. Just read it. It's like $10 million. Like, and he never took him up on it.
Really?
He was like, I'm not doing that.
Well,
yeah. And now I think the word is that Mayweather's broke.
No way.
The word on the street.
Well, I mean, I know he would gamble crazy amounts of money.
Big gambler.
But he's made
big
it.
Car guy.
He's made it. Every time he fights, so he makes $60 million.
One part is that he is dead broke.
Okay.
Not sure how true that is, because obviously he's got some assets, right?
Right.
But the other part of the story is that the promoters, like we've heard a lot of times in boxing,
take advantage.
Like to the tune of over $100 million in earnings that he was supposed to receive that he never got. Now he's gotten a lot of money, probably $300-400 million, if not more, in his lifetime.
Yeah.
But there are stories in Vegas right now that he is dead broke, which seems almost impossible to believe.
Impossible.
Right?
But how old is he now?
How old's Mayweather? 45?
I only asked. Could he
box? I mean, theoretically.
Would anybody care?
I think he's done a couple exhibitions in like Saudi Arabia and stuff for dough. But no, Floyd Mayweather, first, I'm not sure who he would box anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he's done. Like, he's a 40-year-old boxer.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, is it enough?
No, like, well, who would you want to see him fight?
He's 48, yeah.
All right, so he's a 50-year-old guy. Yeah. Like, we don't want to see 50-year-olds box.
He just turned 48.
Like, even when he fought Pacquiao ago.
How old was George Foreman?
We were like, this fight's stupid.
How old was George Foreman?
George Foreman fought into his 50s.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's 50.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He has a champion.
No.
I think he won a title in his 40s, though.
He came back and won the title at, what, 42?
Yeah, but not 50, dude.
He beat Moore? What was Moore's first
name? I don't remember who he won the title back from. But, like, when you see a boxer who you had great respect for that you loved watching, and then they're like they're 45 years old, you're like, come on, man. Like, do you really have no money? Like, is it all gone?
Yeah.
Do you need, like, I don't know, another grill? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe Floyd Mayweather needs to do the Floyd Mayweather grill.
Yeah.
It helped George Foreman out.
It certainly did.
Evander Holyfield's the same thing. He's punch drunk.
It was just a grill. Yeah. Just tilted a little bit so the fat would go down.
What do we have? Say it on the air.
I had the the 50 Cent to Floyd Mayweather thing with the edits, so there's no
You
cursing.
Do?
Yes.
All right, so this is what I was talking about. This is 50 Cent challenging Floyd Mayweather to prove that he could read. Listen to this. All right, so I messed up a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't $10 million.
No, but you got the
$750,000 to read a single page of a Harry Potter book.
Yeah, but then Jimmy Kimmel actually, I think, added on to it, too, so it was definitely more than just $750,000.
But it wasn't to Florida, it was to charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's like just out of principle, don't you say? Give me the book.
And right, and right, now, and something about 50. Yeah. He is an excellent like trash talker.
He's one of the greatest agitators like, on the planet.
Just
now.
Just that voice, right? And what he's doing with Diddy now, constantly throwing shots.
Well,
just
I'm not sure if this is AI or not, but there's stuff on social media that he has said that LeBron's next.
Really?
That's now again, maybe it's AI, but I'm just telling you,
just can't get away from the guy.
That's, I'm just so telling you,
we could talk about anything.
I'm just saying. He apparently has the goods on LeBron.
Does he?
And is threatening a three-part Netflix special on LeBron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. That's what's out there. I don't mean to keep bringing LeBron up, but it just happens naturally.
Just happens naturally.
Like, wouldn't you think out of principle you would take him up on that bet?
Yes.
Now, I've never read Harry Potter. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Right.
There might be some old English words that we'd all get kind of flummoxed by.
Maybe.
But I
think, yeah, I mean, part of me would be like, I understand the part of like, screw you, I'm not reading a, right. Just to prove to you I can read. I don't need to prove to you anything like that part.
I would make him bring the cash though.
That's what I'm saying. I'd make him write the check. I'm like, screw
bring
you.
The
you,
cash.
Want, you want to be a jerk? I'll read the page.
Let's do it live stream it.
Write three-quarters of $1 million cash.
No, I wouldn't take a check because you can forgazy a check.
Okay.
I want cash.
Okay.
I want you to bring $7.15 cash in front of me, put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me the book. You can pick any page of the book.
Prisoner of Azkaban. I don't care which book, whichever one.
I couldn't name anyone.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
What is it? Secret Chamber?
I don't know.
Yeah, we can go through them real
quick. It seems like you're asking me.
No, I'm just saying.
But I don't know. How many books are there?
Chamber of Secrets. I think it's like seven.
Seven? It's like Star Wars? Ugh. And you people keep going back and watching the same thing over and over again?
Well, the movies are kind of done now. But
yeah, well, she stopped writing them, right?
Yeah.
There you go. There are seven Harry Potter books? Like it's like James Bond stuff, I guess. Like it never gets old. What's Harry Potter do next?
Right, yeah.
That kind
I
of
mean, you know, well, they here's, get older. All eight Harry Potter books.
Eight
Harry Potter books.
And do they still pretend like he's like a 9-year-old, or does he actually age in the books as well?
I think he gets older. I don't know how old he was by the eighth book. Still,
because that's
still,
one of the things with the
still
Simpsons.
Cool age.
Like,
cool
age. You know, Bart's never gotten older.
No. So, no, none of the kids have gotten any older.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing.
I guess.
Like even the Flintstones got older.
Yeah. I just saw an episode of The Simpsons where it was like Maggie goes into the future of her college days.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like, Springfield, 2010. And I'm like,
what?
2010 was when she's supposed to be in college. That's how long that show's running.
That's 30 crazy.
Years.
Here's Bernadette in Oceanside on the fan. Bernadette, what's going on?
How are you, Craig? How are you?
How you doing, doll?
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Chris. How are you, honey?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
I'm your scrotum girl, remember?
That's it. I'm going home.
No, I'm going home.
I got to go home
now.
Did she say what I think she said?
She said.
Yes.
Yeah, no, she said it. We're already we're racking it.
Scrotum,
yeah.
Scrotum.
Scrotum. Yes.
Yes. And he knows why. He was supposed to ride a bicycle for Boomer's charity event for his son. Was making his first communion on that day, and he forgot.
He committed
to Boomer, and I told him, don't do this, Chris, because someone ripped their scrotum.
Yes.
When
they were my scrotum, girl.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, thank God.
Well, Bernadette, I remember. You're a regular caller to the overnight show.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
Listen,
you should get a T-shirt that says scrotum girl on it.
Yeah, well, Craig.
Yes.
We have a mutual friend.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Who is it?
We do, Craig and I.
Who is it?
You were friends with his son. I was friends with his father. His father helped me through my ex-husband and my brother's business. His name was Marvin Denneroff.
Harry Denneroff, of course.
He was Howie Denneroff. Son, and he helped me while you guys were in effing college having a grand old time while I was going bankrupt in Queens.
Jesus. So Harry and I went to Syracuse together. We worked at the college radio station together. And then for 20 plus years, he was the man behind all the success that Westwood One had.
Yeah.
I know.
And then he started his own media company a couple years ago. And I always think very highly of Harry, but I never knew Harry's dad. So interesting connection.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you don't know his dad. He used to smoke this big-ass fat cigar.
Look at you.
And he used to walk across the street to OTB in Queens.
How about that?
And stay there for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And just gamble and gamble and gamble. Come back 3 hours later, the cigar was still the same size.
Well, he probably had a second cigar.
Well, when he came back to work after 3 hours of being OTB.
When he came back to work.
Yeah. Yes.
So he left work on a Tuesday to go bet the ponies in Queens and then came back. Okay, what's going on at the office today?
3 hours. No, 3 hours later he came
back.
That's
so
funny. 3 hours, not 3 days.
Got it.
No.
Got it. Well, how about that? And what's your take on all this Tish and Epstein stuff?
I'm sorry. I don't believe a word of it. The Giants are a classy organization.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're a part of this.
Yeah.
I think that that Epstein guy got whatever he deserved. I hope they shanked his sorry ass off and
I love you.
Hooked his penis and scrotum off.
Wow.
And yes, ow. Yes,
wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about old school. Were you a lunch lady at any point in your life?
No, I was not.
But you worked
I was a stay-at-home. I was a stay-at-home mom, actually.
You were. So let me ask you a question. As a stay-at-home mom, did you ever demand that your husband get his ass up at midnight to feed a colicky baby or change a diaper?
Oh, my God. I used to kick him. because he wouldn't wake up. And I used to fucking kick him. I'm like, could you get up?
I got you.
I got to tell you.
So you would kick your husband to wake him up. And did you realize that he was pretending to sleep so that he didn't have to change the diaper?
But I got back at him like years wait.
You divorced him and took all his money. I got you.
I didn't take all his money. I didn't. I told him I wanted private school for my kids.
Yep.
And I don't want alimony from you because I'm capable of working and making money for myself.
Look at you.
I just want my children, your children, our children to go to private school. And they went to Lutheran High School and Middle School in Old Brookville. And that's
great.
Where they got the best education
Look
I could
at you.
Ever
have. Mm-hmm. Look at you. And have you found love since then or no?
Oh, many times with many people named John. and not because of the name John. Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah. That's a term for people
here.
Who were interested in paying for a company there.
No, I had married John, who was married and left his wife three times. He left his wife three times for me. Three times.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I had crackhead John.
Okay.
Who he was, unbeknownst to me, smoking crack in my house with my 17-year-old son in my house.
How did you not
and
know
I
that?
Him, I packed his bag and I said, there's your suitcase. Get the.
Right. Got it.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it. Thank you. Okay.
Yes. Get the freak out of my house.
Okay, go ahead. What other Johns
right
were there?
I packed all his clothes, everything.
Okay.
Everything. And he goes, can I stay the weekend? I said, here's the money. Here's the hotel room. Goodbye.
Can I stay the weekend?
Goodbye.
Wow. You have lived some life, Bernadette. Life, yes.
You know what? I was also a rotten teenager, for God's sakes. Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah.
I grew up in Brooklyn, and I did everything rotten a child could do to their parents.
Got it.
I really did. And God bless them and God rest their souls that they don't even know half the shit I did.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bernadette, appreciate you. And don't be a stranger now. Thanks so much for calling in. And you have now been the first woman on in the history of this radio station to be dumped three times in one call. But I didn't hang up on you. I had to hear the whole story. That's a woman right there, boy.
I don't know what happened. Because I got to tell you.
She's your scrotum girl.
I've spoken to her.
Yeah.
A bunch.
Yeah.
She was completely off the rails today.
That's great.
Her and Brett would get into it and back and forth a little bit, and I would play them off each other.
Brett?
Brett in Long Island, the other guy. He would call in. The one I told you, he's like disrespectful sometimes.
Oh, got it.
It was like a shtick of his to be angry and annoyed and challenge me. And she didn't like that, and she would come in my defense, and they would go at it sometimes. But like, that was insane.
I love her.
That was great.
She could call every week. And
every
I don't believe I do not believe in regular callers.
No.
But you can let her call in every week. All right, Petey? Bernadette's my girl.
Yeah.
She's your scrotum girl.
She's my scrotum girl.
Thank God she wasn't talking to me. I thought maybe.
I thought she was.
I was like, did we date?
Because I know her or a little bit because we talk a lot in the overnight. I thought she was trying to jog your memory.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, like, hey, you remember me? I'm your scrotum girl because I know who she is.
Yeah.
But that's right. Yeah, she told me not to ride the bike because she
you could rupture a scrotum.
Yeah, she knew someone who ripped their scrotum.
I think that's the number one bike accident.
Yeah.
Their ripped scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you also get testicular cancer from riding bikes too much, which is why I avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
I use a car instead. Can't get cancer from a car. Yeah. You can get it from riding a bicycle.
Maybe.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
I don't know. That's why when LeBron sure rides that. A bike.
LeBron. All right, we got to take a quick break. 888-808-1019.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.